Welcome to the Intuitive Awakening Podcast. I'm your host, Deanna Riddick. I'm an author, teacher, and eternal seeker of truth. I am on a mission to spread metaphysical knowledge to everyone in an effort to help them awaken to universal truth. If you want to learn about spirituality, the occult, and all things related to metaphysics, you are in the right place. Hey everybody, I thought I would preface this episode before you take some time out to listen because it is quite lengthy. This is a conversation between myself and my friend Aaron, who sometimes will frequent the show, so you've heard his voice before in the past. And we do talk about world events, things that are happening in our personal lives, how we're responding or reacting to just the world around us and the changes that we're all experiencing on a daily basis. So thank you so much for listening, and I really hope you enjoy this episode. All right. So, Mr. Aaron, how are things going for you in this? How are things going for you, Aaron, in this crazy world right now? Like, how are you feeling about the world? What do you feel like the energy has been like? Because it seems to me, you know, things have been very crazy, chaotic, hard. I don't know, to say the least, a lot of despair, misfortune. I mean, can I find the right adjective to describe what's happening in the world?
I don't know if there is one to describe it. I mean, it's the big pile of you know what. I mean, everything for me, I think you're asking. So, I mean, it's been weird. Like, I think today I mentioned this to you earlier when I texted you. It was the first day in about 3 or 4 weeks that I've been able to actually really focus at work. My brain's been pretty scattered, and I mean, I feel like I'm working, I'm doing stuff. It's stuff I know how to do. You know, I'm on my like 6th or 7th week at this job. And so I'm not like stressed about anything. I'm actually the most relaxed at work that I have been in 5 or 6 years. And it's a startup environment, which is the weirdest thing. But yeah, I don't know. There's something with the energy. It's, I think today for some reason, and it could have been because I grabbed this giant fluorite crystal that I have, and it's always been at my desk, but I just kind of, it's literally in the back of my desk that I don't ever use. And I was on my team call this morning, you know, double checked to make sure the camera was off. And I just had it pointed right in the middle of my forehead for about 10 minutes as I'm like pretending to listen to what we're talking about. And after that, I, for some reason, I'm assuming that's what it is. I'm going to put it on the crystal. I don't know, but I also got good sleep, you know, last night finally, but it's been pretty interesting with the energy. And you know, as everybody knows, the world is pretty much gone to shit right now. It feels like we're, in my opinion, reverting back to 2020, just like it was when COVID first started. So it's, everybody's panicking, you know, inflation, gas is beyond ridiculous here, in at least in California. And so it's, I mean, I don't know. I feel like I can ramble on, but it's just, it's insane. And in a way, like, other than my fogginess, like for me personally, life is not bad. It's gotten better, but there has been this itch and this feeling, and there's just something energetically that I can't put my finger on, but everybody around me has been going through shit. Like one of my friends has, you know, caught COVID, and that went through the whole family, and then car break in and relative passed away. And then another friend, you know, eviction, cat passed away, and, you know, just on and on and on and on. So there's like all sorts of things that are going on to people around me, but not necessarily to me. So I don't know. I've been hearing there's, you know, lots of spiritual wars going on at this moment. And it makes sense given that there's physical war. And I mean, that's a whole other topic we can get into, because that's, I think, I don't know. That's a whole other topic. You can decide if we want to talk about that and opinions on that. But
yeah, it does feel, I mean, I don't know. Like, before I think we touch even on what's happening over there, I think there's a lot of stuff going on here in the United States. And I know that it feels like you said, you know, it feels like it's reverting back to 2020. But for me, it feels like, or it appears to me, that there are certain people in power and leadership who want to take us back to the 1920s, 30s, 40s, and 50s by passing all these laws that disenfranchise people. That, you know, it has fueled my fire, of course, as a human being, because I believe in justice and civil rights for all. And it has been very stomach churning to see these laws that are being passed in schools where certain books are being banned, where
you know, like you said, we were talking about earlier, you can't say gay in certain areas. Like, I don't know. I definitely feel a lot of rage in my heart because it just seems like, I don't know why there's always these cycles of disempowerment where there's certain people that come to power that want to disempower the people over and over and over again and almost enslave them, limit them. And it just, it's sickening to me. I don't understand it. Like, I'll never understand it because that's not me. But at the same time, what is it going to take for a nation to rise up? There have to be more people on this in the United States speaking who know that this is wrong, unjust. Like, I just, I don't know, man, this energy is hard.
Yeah, I know. And I mean, just like to go back on that injustice part, it's like, for me, like, I don't understand why they have to make, you know, an actual policy, or I'm not sure how I don't know how the legal system works, but policy, rules, laws, whatever you want to call it, where you can't say gay, where, you know, I don't understand why it matters for, you know, people to, you know, well, I guess the main thing is parents, you know, they're trying to arrest them if their children, you know, are considering themselves, you know, transgendered, you know, all that. So what does it matter? Who cares? Like, these children and people are not bothering anybody. Like, what, I don't understand why people feel the need that they can impose their opinions and beliefs onto others who aren't even doing anything to them, who are going on with their own lives. And, you know, are those people's lives so messed up that they, you know, need some excitement and let's go screw up somebody else's life, because my life's a pile of crap, you know? Like, I don't get it. I don't understand that. And I don't know if I would ever understand that, but I've always just, you know, kept to myself, you know? So
it does boggle my mind too. Like, and I understand it's a conservative agenda that's being enforced upon the masses, at least in pockets first, until it gets widespread across, you know, the whole of the United States, which, I mean, obviously it's not going to hit certain, certain places, thank God. But at the same time, it's this agenda, this belief that their belief, whoever these people are, should be the dominant belief in the United States, that these beliefs that they hold are the legit, religious, because a lot of this is from quote unquote Christian beliefs. And I put big quotes on that, you know, because they think they have a monopoly on God and et cetera, and those beliefs. A lot of this is coming from, yes, a conservative agenda to, again, disempower the people. And I don't know. It's frightening because, okay, I need to watch my words. It's frightening because I'm trying to
don't
make sure
watch it. Not on here. Not this time around.
Because I understand. Number one, what's happening over in Ukraine is so effing atrocious. I'm deeply sad about this, but also I have so many thoughts about what's going on. And yes, I do personally think there needs to be a lot more assistance. But with that said, also what's happening here at home, and I feel like it's secretive, even though it's not, it feels like they're trying to pass all these laws to make sure that people of color cannot vote, so that women no longer have autonomy over their bodies, right? So that you can be imprisoned for your sexuality like they used to do. All of that, they're trying to push like into law. It is, to me, it's quite frightening, you know,
it's horrifying. It's horrifying. Like, I mean, the first one that I actually paid attention to, because just, you know, I'm not into politics. I avoided it. And the only reason why I've gotten into it was because of an ex. And then now, you know, for some reason, the war has really gotten me to actually download CNN, you know, and I follow news there. I look news up. But the main one that actually got me started paying attention was Texas, how they were trying to ban abortions and all of that. So I'm just like I'm definitely pro-choice, you know, but I don't think anybody should be forced to do anything. And I don't think anyone has a right to force anyone to do anything. Like, it's just wrong. It's unethical. It's just, on every level, I just think it's against everything that I believe in. So, yep. You know, the fact that, you know, human beings think they could force other human beings to do something, and it's essentially rape, you know? And so I'm hoping that, you know, that, you know, changes. I'm hoping there's some sort of broader federal law that they cannot, you know, they cannot force people to, you know, keep the babies, something like that. Cause I think that's the only way that our country can work. Or, and I'm sure everyone says this, I've been saying this for years, like, we completely need to change the structure of our government How, I don't know. I just feel like it shouldn't be the way it is. I don't think, you know, the format of, you know, following antiquated beliefs and antiquated laws is going to help us in the future. Like, that's not the way we work today. It may have worked for them years ago when you can enslave people, but, you know, this day and age, I'm just baffled by all the things that are actually being passed. I don't get it.
I know. Me too. Like, it's enraging. Like, I can't sit here and just say, you know, that I'm not enraged, because I am every time. And, you know, it definitely, you have to take heart when you're about to open the news. Now you're like, okay, what else is going on? Let me prepare myself mentally for it, because what other kind of buffoonery, you know, are these people trying to do? Like, and again, it's not necessarily happening behind closed doors. It's happening. It's just because our attention is elsewhere, because we live in a society, like you kind of talked about, where people are interested in the lives of other people and all that other BS, that we're not paying attention to the issues that matter, the issues that are going to impact us for a long time. And then people who have kids, because I ain't got no kids, but, you know, people's kids too, like in their generation. So it just shocks me. Like, I don't know. There's just a lot of darkness. I think that's my point. There's a lot of darkness right now. There's always darkness on this damn planet, but there's so much darkness that has taken root. And there's a lot of division. I was telling you this earlier, like this, there's so much division that has been sown that I don't know how this country in particular is going to move towards unity. I don't know.
I don't know if that's possible. Like, just think the way, you know, just, and I'm even just thinking, like, in a small example is my friend group, like, out of, you know, the, what, I'd say 7 or 8 close spiritual people that I have, we all have varying beliefs. Like, we're all definitely woo-woo, but, like, even within our woo-woo-ness, we have different, you know, belief systems. We have different ideals, and, you know, we, you know, I may believe, you know, my energy can affect someone's life decisions, whereas like somebody else may not believe that. I don't believe that, but that could be a whole other episode. But, you know, it's just like some people believe that they can shift things with, which, yes, there isn't, to an extent, I think you can shift people's lives with energy. But I think if a person is kind of in tune with themselves and at a higher vibration, like, nobody else's shit should be able to affect you. Excuse my French, but. And so just within our group, we're very different, and we argue as well. So I'm, you know, trying to think on this larger, you know, national view where there's millions and millions of people, like, that's hard. So it's, you know, that's the whole point, I guess, of how we have, like, the state has their own, you know, systems and laws, and then each county has it, and then each city, different things just based on the people that live there. But it's like, how does someone create this handbook, so to speak, of how to be a nation of peace and justice and, you know, all things of the light. So I don't know. I'm not sure if that there's really an answer, at least not today, not until, you know, aliens come and help us out. But
seriously, I don't know either. And it has me thinking, because, you know, you and I have these like off the cuff chats about, you know, being here and knowing, it's like, okay, you have this knowing, at least from an intellectual standpoint, that you're a spirit having a human experience, that you're here for this purpose of learning, but your true self is elsewhere. It's something else. It's not the body, right? Like, we know that to be the truth, but at the same time, we're still here having these earthly experiences where we're witnessing all of this oppression and suppression. Like, we're witnessing all of these things happening all the time. And it's very difficult for your very first thought to be like, to be positive or to be of the light, right? Like, our go-to response is to be reactive, angry, frustrated, you know, and of course, wanting to seek justice. Of course, that's, I think, for most of us, it's natural. But the question I kind of have, even for you, because this is, you know, me, I struggle, my ego, you know, is on overdrive at times. And how do you live on this planet, with allowing your light and all of the information that you've gathered, right, from a spiritual perspective, how do you let that guide you on a daily basis so that you don't fall into the trap of anger and division, like us against them and all of that? Like, how do you let the light lead in these situations, like in your consciousness?
That's actually a really good question. I'm, as you're saying or asking it, I'm like thinking, like, what do I do? Because I mean, for most people that know me, like, I don't get angry easily. I don't get frustrated. Well, maybe I get frustrated, but I don't get angry at things when you know, I think I've over time learned to check my own self, you know, in conversations or when things happen. And I always ask, like, well, what do you mean? Why? And I'm gonna put it out there. Don't be afraid to ask why. I ask why all the time. And actually, I was told I was actually in high school. Someone's like, why do you always ask so many questions? And at that time, I kind of shut up and, you know, I actually stopped asking questions. But like now I've got, as an adult, you know, what, 20 years later, it's like, why not ask questions? Like, what's it going to hurt you by not asking a question? So when, you know, things happen, you know, I don't really necessarily, or I try, let me rephrase that. I try not to react, because depending on the situation, I might just be like, what the hell are you talking about? Like, what really? And, you know, and have a reaction. But then I, you know, either way, I'll kind of step back and I'll think, well, what do you mean? Why? And I try to understand, you know, where the person's coming from, or I'll try to understand the situation. You know, if you don't mind, I can give the example I explained earlier about my friend who came over yesterday about the war.
Yeah.
Okay. So this may anger some people, so brace yourselves. But I actually, this is a great example of me not reacting. So I had a friend that, you know, left some things here and came over middle of the day. So I took a quick break when he came over, and he's also intuitive, very connected to energy, all of that. And I just kind of, you know, he's asking how I was, and I was telling him, and I just said, you know, we were talking about something, and I said, well, I'm not a ninja, and I don't have, you know, the ability to go in and, you know, excuse my French, but take care of Putin to end all this. And his response was, he's like, why? Putin is doing so much good. And my first, in my soul, in my heart, I was like, what the hell are you talking about? But I didn't react that way. I paused and I said, okay, what do you mean? And he's like, he says, well, he's doing so much good for the world. And I said, oh, so you mean on the higher level, outside of all the millions that are, you know, potentially going to die and all the war and the catastrophe, you're talking about on the bigger picture, the bigger perspective. And he's like, yeah, exactly. And he smiles. And I'm still thinking, like, what is wrong with you? Like, how could you go and say that? But at the same time, like, I understand his perspective of how he's saying it, because us as humans, if things are going, you know, rainbows and butterflies, how I always say it, rainbows and butterflies, nobody's going to do shit. So, you know, he's pretty much trying to say that we need to have a huge, like, impact in some sort of, I guess you could say, negative way for us to actually make a change. Because if things are going okay, nobody's going to realize that, you know, things are messed up and that things need to change. So, you know, for when he said that, actually, I was like, I even think back, like, wow, I'm surprised I didn't get or give him a bigger reaction. But I also know how my friend is. And so I was kind of like, there's got to be something more, because I know he's not a bad person. I know he's very different than me, but I know he's not a bad person, and he really wants people to do better and to pretty much get their shit straight and get on their path. Cause a lot of people are off their path. So he's kind of, you know, sometimes angry at the world, but again, that's, you know, kind of going back to how my friends are very different mindsets from me, because I'm always thinking like, well, what can you do to do better? You know? And so my reaction though, I think back, you know, I'm just like, wow. Like, and it still bothered me that he said that, but I understand him. And, you know, and in a way, like, it was kind of a good, like, you know, back and forth, because, like, who really is going to go out to someone and say, hey, Putin's doing a good job?
Besides, you know, like, a couple of people on Fox News.
Exactly. Well, you know, we won't talk about them. I mean, he had the comfort to tell me that, knowing that I'm not going to, like, judge him and get into a big argument, because me, I really, my brain probably was on, like, fast paced, like, what is he talking about? What are all the possibilities? Because I also like to try to understand all the sides of things. And so if someone's saying something to me, especially when it's, like, spiritually connected, metaphysical, all that, like, I'm all for it. Like, yeah, let's get into that conversation. But it was, like, I had to think, like, this is war. People are dying, you know, people are losing their homes. Families are being torn apart, you know, men 18 to 60 have to enlist, like, in this war for what? Exactly. For some stupid need for power? Like, this is freaking ridiculous. I don't get it. But at the same time, I also responded to him, where I said, okay, I can see where you're coming from, because, you know, I do understand maybe Putin raised his hand as a spirit, little spirit Putin, said, I will be the one that everybody hates. I will be the one to cause all sorts of chaos. I will be, you know, the one to destroy people's lives so that we can make a bigger, you know, more positive movement for humanity. So I kind of said that to him, and he was like, sure. Because he, again, different beliefs from me, but he was like, yeah, sure, maybe something like that. But I mean, well, I don't know. What are your thoughts on what I just said?
Well, I have multiple feelings. Let me prioritize. I would have had a very different reaction, because while I do consider myself to be a learned person, at the same time, in my heart and in my mind, there is never a justification, like you said, for, you know, murdering anybody, okay. taking, you know, like committing genocide in any capacity is not good. I obviously, from an intellectual standpoint, I understand the overarching meaning, but at the same time, I disagree. I'm definitely somebody who was very much about justice. And I don't know, like, I think there's kind of a there is sometimes, Aaron, I need to find the right words here, a sense of spiritual superiority. And that's the impression that I would have got from your friend. It sounds a little bit spiritually snobbish, mm-hmm. as if you have this, you know, knowledge. And so because you're so well informed that this is a good thing. But the fact of the matter is we are also human beings having a human experience, and life is valuable here.
Right. Agreed.
You know, like, you don't take a life. So I would have had a very different, probably visceral reaction than you did. I would not have been, I would not have paused, because I that's just not my personality, but also that doesn't stand, I don't stand for that in right. any capacity. I understand what he's getting at, and I even understand what you are saying, but at the same time, I feel like, yes, I get the message. Yes, as humans, in order for cycles to change or new cycles to be brought forth, there always is a closing first of the old to bring in the new, which in a way, this is actually very interesting that we're talking about this, because my dad and I actually, for his birthday this weekend, we got into this long discussion about like Russia, because my dad, you know, may have been in the Cold War or whatever, but that's another day. So we had this long discussion about just the whole idea of, you know, in order to bring in the new, you know, the old has to pass away. And so I understand that to dismantle that system over there, something has to happen, right? The energy has to shift. The planet has to evolve, and the people have to evolve as well. However, being, you know, having to evolve through destructive means where, you know, millions of people potentially will have to die because of it is very problematic for me. Call me, you know, a being that's not as enlightened, but truthfully, it's heartbreaking. It sickens me. You know, I pray a lot about it because I can't stand it. And it just enrages my spirit. I understand it again from even a spiritual perspective to a certain extent, but I'm still here on the earth. I'm still having this human experience. We all have a heart. And I don't know. It just, that comment he made, just to me, it sounds, it stinks of like superiority. I don't know. I would have had a very different response, but I don't know. That's just
And the sad thing is I'm kind of like thinking that's a response I could see him saying, because he's, you know, he's again, he's very much, you know, wants people to do what's best for them. But I think, you know, based on his experiences through life, he does get angry about certain situations. And sometimes he's like, well, he's like, if this is how it's supposed to be, this is how it's going to be, you know. And again, I don't agree with that. But, you know, I do believe, because this is also a message that I received a couple of weeks ago when it first started happening. I just kind of heard that, you know, the reason for all of this was because the shift that was supposed to happen during COVID when it first started 2 years ago didn't happen the way it was supposed to happen. So we're pretty much going through, I guess you could call it the contingency plan of the world through this. I didn't get more than that. I just got that it's happening because we didn't do what we needed to do 2 years ago when COVID happened. People got more, I guess, divided, as you know, as you said, and you know, they were more angry, you know, instead of, you know, moving home and, you know, helping their family, they probably said, you know what, screw you, you're off on your own, fend for yourself, you know. And I do know people who were kicked out of their houses when they got COVID, because they got COVID, they're like, you can't come home. Okay, now they have to live in their car while they're sick and, you know, potentially dying. Like, it's, you know, so it's, I think, hopefully it does help us move into the next shift. And hopefully there's not a third contingency, because if that happens, like, I'm going to go bury a hole and just live in it. Like,
<You're hilarious. laughs> you
know? Or bury, dig a hole, excuse me, dig a hole and bury myself in it.
But, I mean, I think I hear what you're saying. In my heart, I just don't know for sure. Like, I don't know for sure a lot of things. And it's just heartbreaking all the way around. And I understand that as humans, we learn and evolve through having episodes and experiences of contrast. I do get that. I mean, that's essentially how we grow as spirits. If there were none, then yes, of course, there would be no evolution. It would just be consistency, more of the same. I don't know. It's a hard thing to be on this planet and be a witness to, you know, the things that are happening. And none of us truly have the entire story, you know, true. Like, we happen and get a perspective. None of us have like the whole story, but I do believe as people who have, you know, some sort of, what can I say? Like, knowledge of, some sort of quote unquote spiritual knowledge, or I don't know, have gained a little bit of wisdom throughout the years. It is our responsibility to try to assist in some way, to be very mindful and open our hearts to people who are going through absolute freaking hell, even across the world. A lot of people will say, well, that doesn't touch me. It doesn't, you know, have anything to do with me because I'm over here. Genocide touches everybody. Murder touches everybody. Loss of life touches everybody. We are all one being. That's the thing that I feel a lot of people forget, and maybe people don't know. We are all one being. That is it. We are connected no matter what. And that is where our power lies as well, in that knowledge. So it just, I don't like when people try to disconnect themselves, not saying that we can take the weight of the world, you know, the war on our soul, on our shoulders, of course not, but at the same time, we can each do our part to assist. And I do feel like as a human, it is our responsibility, not to guilt anybody, but I'm very passionate about that in my heart. I don't know if it's a lesson for the people of the earth, or we didn't evolve enough. Like, I'm not, you know, anything is possible, but I do feel like regardless, there always is, as you know, through history, there's always these people who rise to power who are so full of hate.
Yeah.
And it just, I know there has to be, you know, a villain in every story for the most part. And I get that, but I don't know, man, it breaks my freaking heart, just what's happening. And it's very hard for me, like I said earlier, to take an enlightened perspective, because destruction, death, murder, nobody jumping in. I mean, people are jumping in. Let me not say that. Sorry. People are jumping in to help, but it just, my God, my God, my God. That's all I feel like I can say. But then also, Aaron, like I was saying earlier, you have this major thing happening, but also here in the United States, our own personal freedoms are being chipped away at one law at a time. Mm-hmm. And that's scary.
Yeah. And I mean, and that kind of, you know, just going back to like the energies, and it's like, as you know, in the last couple of weeks, I've been telling you, I'm like, I feel like I need to do something. I feel like I need to do something. I'm not a ninja, but like, and you know, like, I know you've said this probably as long as I've known you all these years, like, you know, we have a right to do something. We have a right. Like, why aren't people making change and stuff? And, you know, and for me, and I'll be honest, you know, and it's maybe a little bit selfish, or a lot of bit selfish, but it's always like, I need to focus on me. I need to get my stuff straight. I need to do all this. But like, I think, you know, spirit finally is telling me like, do something, because I'm actually getting the urge to do that. And, you know, and that's where my new projects come in. But it's also like, you know, I think for a lot of people, they don't know how. And, you know, I think that's been my thing for years too. I didn't know really how. And, you know, yeah, I do, you know, energy work here and there, and all the, you know, spirituality that I'm involved in. But at the same time, I'm also very much more centered around, you know, the human experience. And, you know, And as you know, and you know, I don't know if others that I don't think I've mentioned this on the call before, but I'm a Capricorn. Yeah, feel sorry or be proud. Either way, I know there's different thoughts around that. And so, yeah, you know, I'm very much about earthly gains, you know, and not that I'm not rich by any means, not at all. But it's, you know, been a struggle for me to get where I'm at. And I'm finally able to, you know, like save money for a house and probably won't buy one here in California because that's ridiculous. But, you know, it's you know, things are starting to get well. And like, if I were to lose my job today, I could probably be okay for 6 months and still live the exact same way that I'm living, you know, and things like that, but, or longer, but it's like, it took me years to get there, struggles and, you know, and, you know, since I was going through all that, I didn't think, you know, let me help other people because I'm very much like, and this is a fault of my own that I have learned to do better with is I don't like to ask for help. I've never asked for help for rent. I've never asked for help for, you know, bills and stuff. Well, scratch that. I did once, but that was a really low point. And I just asked maybe like 3 times and then paid it back as soon as I could. And that was it. Like, I'm very much like, I, it's a thing with me. I don't know, maybe it's a karmic thing, but I've never liked asking for help. Even when I was in high school or younger and I wouldn't ask for help. So, but I always did well. I always figured it out and I'm very resourceful. And so, where am I going with this? I think I'm going, oh yeah, back, I mean, sorry, backtracking. So I think it's just people, sometimes they don't know how to help. And, you know, a lot of times it's like, oh yeah, give money, give this, give that. But, you know, again, not everybody has the funds to do that, especially with, you know, the last couple of years, a lot of people have lost their job, you know, and, or maybe someone just doesn't have the time to go and volunteer, especially with COVID. Not everybody wanted to be out and about and, you know, still, I still have my, you know, cautions with people because I never caught COVID. Thankfully, the, you know, shots messed me up bad, but I've been clear and I'm hoping I don't catch it, but you know, everyone around me so far has. So I think it's maybe only a matter of time. And so it's kind of like, I'm nervous on certain aspects if I were to go out and help. And, you know, sometimes right. People might not be able to fund it, and, you know, all these other circumstances. So I guess like, that's where my question is like, what can people really do to make a huge difference? Cause you know, sometimes I feel like just, you know, and some people may disagree with me for this, but I feel like, you know, sometimes I feel like going out and voting doesn't really make a huge change. Like it can, but it like, I don't feel like sometimes I've seen the changes that I'm expecting out of it. Like, does that make sense? After my rant, does that all make sense?
It does. Okay. Let me go to the first thing. I think kind of what you're talking about, like when you are at, okay. Given the aftermath of COVID and what that has done to the world, is, you know, even here speaking, I'm going to be U.S. centric right now because, okay. You know, our problems are here right now that we're more aware of. But yes, I understand that with COVID, a lot of people lost their jobs. A lot of people are being evicted. There are huge repercussions for what has happened, which should have been an opportunity for people to open their hearts and their arms to give and help other people, even in very small ways. Some of that happened and some of it didn't. It turned more into some sort of crazy, like, culture war. I don't know. It just, the energy was really effing bad. It still is, but so I understand the aftermath of that and how that impacts people's lives and how that can be, you know, to your detriment, to the point where you don't have anything to give financially, which is fine. That is understood. Like, there's no judgment upon that, but You're not gonna like what I'm gonna say.
My first
thought is like, we may not always like have the means, like the financial means, and that is all right. There is a season for everything, but I really do believe like, and this might sound very what's the word? I can't think of the right word. But I don't know if you like this either. I really do believe that in your heart and in your mind, because I know and you know, thoughts are things. Thoughts are powerful. That's all we really are ideas in the mind of whatever this creative force is. Everything is mental, right? So I really do believe that even prayer, and a lot of people are going to say no. And I understand the resistance, but I really believe in my freaking heart, like even your prayers, offering them up for people's safety, that I feel like does more than we think. And so a prayer is free. Like, your heart is free if you wish to give it. Right. And I really do believe that in my life, you know? So I do think that that is one way to offer assistance. Now, a lot of people are going to say your thoughts and prayers do nothing, right? What, you know, here we go again, thoughts and prayers, which I understand action is very important. And sometimes there are limits. There are sometimes financial constraints, but like you said, let's talk about voting, right? Where again, the idea here in America is the, you know, is that we can go and choose a candidate who represents our ideals, put, you know, have a law passed or support a law that again, you know, is reflective of our ideals, our belief system, right? And obviously behind that is if enough people vote the same way, then, you know, that candidate will supposedly be your candidate and be the representative of over the people and share your same ideas, et cetera. That's how it should be ideally. But the other problem, like, you know, that's been happening over time here in the U.S. is that is voter suppression.
Yeah.
And that's the problem. It's that these people, and I put quotes around these people, we know who the hell they are intentionally making it so these people, they really are making it so that people of color, people who are disabled, can't make it to vote because they represent a different way of thinking, but they also wish to keep people of color disempowered.
Yeah.
And it's just, so I understand why people feel like their vote doesn't matter. However, we have to shift our thinking. There always is a way. I have my down episodes in life, but I know truth be told, there always is a way. There is this belief that as soon as there is a problem, that the answer is also available at the same time. And it's just getting that answer, which is really tough for us, right? It's like, we want to know. But a lot of the time, the answer is in the action that we either choose to do or not do in this life. We choose to be brave or we choose to cower. Action is everything. You can be the vessel and you can meditate in the morning and you can pray to make yourself available for the ideas that God or whatever God is, whatever you want to call it, gives you. And then you need to take that right action and be brave enough to do it, knowing that you're not alone. And I really do believe that. And I hope that doesn't sound quote unquote woo woo, but I really do think in order to change these current systems that we have in place, we have to act, even if we feel afraid.
Yeah.
And I know saying this out loud, it can be scary because of the things that they try and they have done to people of color in the past. Like, I'm very aware of this. So anyway, I went on a rant. I'm sorry.
No, that was...
I'm preaching in the pulpit.
I actually, like, the phrase you said, where if, as soon as you have a question, you said, what is it? The answer is right there.
Yeah, I really do believe that because think about it like this, right? If we think of God, the creative force, the I am, whatever title suits you today, whichever one you want to choose, your higher power, there is no such thing as time or space, right? These are just so-called like constraints, I like to say, here on the planet. So things seem like it takes time to solve, right? And sometimes it does take time to solve, but if you think about it, any problem comes bearing its own solution because the creator can solve it immediately, instantaneously, and have the solution available because it is not constrained by time or space. It is instantaneous. It is our job to be able to become an open vessel and to listen and then trust and then act. That is what I think.
No, sorry, that was very interesting to me because I've never seen it in that perspective or thought about it, I should say, in that perspective, but that we can talk about that more, I think, on another time, because I need to wrap my head around that. Because
I'm going to remember all this clown stuff I'm saying today.
I'm making a note on that one. I literally wrote it down because that just sparked something in my mind. And so I'm like, this is a very interesting topic because it just, I don't know, I watched this movie yesterday about these kids that were trying to, you know, go to other dimensions and stuff. And so it kind of just, a lot of other questions just popped up when you said that, because I don't know if we've ever said or talked about that, but I feel like that's that. I mean, it's like, yeah, it makes sense. There's the answer right there. So I guess the question is, you know, like this whole war situation, like what's the answer for that? You know, and that's where my mind kind of went to it. Like, well, you know, COVID happened, what's the answer? If this war is happening, what's the answer? And, you know, and for those, you know, it's not just, you know, a question I have or you have or a group of, you know, classroom has. It's the whole world has, you know, has the question for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we worked hard for COVID to build the vaccines, but, you know, viruses are essentially, there's no cure for a virus, you know, for the most part. There's ways to suppress them sometimes, for most of them, hopefully. But, you know, a virus, it stays in your body. So it's like, yeah. You know, let's say cancer, when are we going to find the cure for cancer? That, you know, we've known that exists for a long time. So we're like, it's like my thought right away went to that too, is where is the answer? You know, where is the solution? You know, why does it, if it happens instantaneously, the answer, why does it take us, like, I don't know, I'm going to pray we have it in 10 years. So like, you know, 100 years, whatever. I don't know when cancer first, you know, we realized it was cancer, but X amount of years, you know, to find the answers. What is the purpose of that, you know, time frame?
I would say this. Okay. Here, hold on. Let me ask. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just fucking kidding.
Go ahead. So we'll let you. The audience would love that.
Yes. So wait, okay. So here's what I think when you say that, and I understand completely, but we have to also remember this. There is a purpose for our being here, and that, again, we each have assigned to us our own specific curriculum for learning. And some of our learning might entail physical ailments. That can be debilitating, right? But we would only learn certain lessons if we had that ailment. Like, we chose that for a reason. So maybe we don't need to, quote unquote, cure cancer, because there is a purpose to every single thing here. Something can be learned from every experience. And some people do choose physical ailments to learn, I don't know, whatever the lesson could potentially be. So I don't know that we would seek to, and I'm sure people listening to this are like, are you crazy? But I don't know that the question is like, how do we cure cancer? It is to understand like your own personal experience. What can be learned by going through that experience? How can I grow? And then even through that experience, how can I still be of service to others? Like, I think the question, you know, is the question that we would all ask, like, how can we cure this, solve this? Well, there's something bigger going on here than we, you know, it's not as simplistic as that, I think. That is really what I think.
No, I mean, yeah, that all makes sense. I'm right there with you. There's always a lesson, and I'm always trying to find the lesson behind everything. And sometimes it's just, you know, crappy things happen. But I mean, yeah, I don't know. I think I lost my train of thought on that. But no, it makes sense. It makes sense.
So I think, I mean, there's a lot to even that question. There's a lot to say, but yeah. I'm not going to go down the route of like healing and shit, because who am I? But I really do believe this. I think you can get the answers for the most part if it is for your highest good, if you are supposed to know in that moment. But that's why we have to cultivate our own inner voice, because that's the voice for God, that's our own inner spirit, whatever, you know, term you want to assign to it. It, once you cultivate that inner voice, you will start to hear. And then the more you do it, the louder it will get. And the more you do it, it will become natural. And that voice will trump the voice of the ego. That's why that shit is so important. That's why you have to constantly practice cultivating that. Otherwise, everything that you get first is going to be, you know, the ego's interpretation of things. So if you want to get understanding, if you need to get that solution, not all the time, but when it's appropriate for you to have it, that's where you go first. That's what I believe. I
actually try to use it all the time. I would say try to use it all the time. It actually, if you're open enough to it, I feel like lately I've been more open to it, but it's also because I'm not trying to fight the universe anymore. And, you know, I'm not, and by universe, some people say God, I say universe, but I'm not trying to fight it anymore. And I'm just like, whatever you have for me, bring it to me, bring, you know, and I actually will talk, you know. I don't pray, but I do talk. And I guess it's probably the same thing, but I'm usually talking to my guide. I'm talking to someone up there. I might say whoever the heck is listening. Like, I will literally do that, and ask for things and ask for guidance. And, you know, and that's, I think lately I've been having thoughts, and I don't know, again, I've been very foggy. So I'm, there's a couple of thoughts that came to mind through our conversation right now about why that could be. But this whole, like, you know, trying to hear, I guess, the bigger messages and things like that. Like, they do come, I believe, as long as you're not getting in the way. You know, so I will agree with you there, because I feel like for me in the last, I would say, since the fall, I feel like things, and you're a witness to it, things have kind of fallen into place for me. And yeah, it was more of like feelings and just following my gut. And yes, I will say I have gotten readings, because I do, you know, human experience is self-doubt. And, you know, I've made changes, and I'm very much doing my best to step outside my comfort zones. And I think it, you know, it worked out in my benefit, and it's, you know, things have gotten so much smoother. And I don't think I've ever been in a place, not to say things are 100% great, you know, still single, but you know, it's, I feel like finally, like, I've been following my path more than fighting it. And I think that's a thing that a lot of people do, you know, on a personal level, is they tend to get angry at things instead of questioning, like, and one of the things I always do is, well, why did I react this way? Why did I do this? Why did I do that? What, you know, instead of blaming other people, it's like, what could I have done better? You know, and yeah, of course, sometimes people are just shitty people, but it's, you know, I'm really realizing that it's all about how you react. And I think I might be going into a different topic with that, but, you know, it's, I think, you know, going back to, you know, if you just listen, like I said, I wasn't even trying to really tune in on anything when I received that message. And it was like, and I knew it wasn't me, and, you know, and I hadn't really read anything, or, you know, and I haven't listened to many podcasts lately or anything like that in the last few months, but it just kind of popped in as I was hanging out with friends, and I just kind of looked up, and I was just like, huh. And then that was it. So, I mean, messages will come to you at any time. So, you know, I think you just have to be aware of them and to listen to them. And sometimes they come as feelings, you know, like, I think, as I've been telling you, I've been foggy for the last few months, or excuse me, for the last few weeks. And I think all of a sudden now I'm like telling you today, I feel like I'm very focused, and I haven't been this focused, at least since I started this new job. And, you know, I was getting my work done again, but I was very foggy. And I think maybe, you know, my current shifts may have lifted that fogginess. You know, in alignment with following your path, following whatever spirit or universe or God or whoever you want to say is guiding you to do, you know, the things will come quick. And as you know, the ideas for me have just been exploding out of my head. So I feel like for me, this is my sign, you know, for my bigger purpose. So at least for right now, who knows, it can change in 2 months, it can change in a year, and, you know, we'll see. But I feel like, I guess this is really shifting, but I guess it's more about, you know, I just think, really,
okay, wait.
I'll stop because I know. This is how our normal conversations go, folks.
One thing, like, to wait a minute, what? Yeah. No. But I think, yes, I think there's just a lot. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on. The energy is very palpable, I think. And like you said, the way people are managing it, it varies. And it's your perspective. This is kind of a hairy conversation to have, but your perception of life, you know, shapes your experiences. We know this, like, for the most part. Let me say there's a caveat. I do believe this. And I know people might be like, no, see, those are your limits. Maybe. But my caveat is this. Yes, your perception, you know, does shape your experiences. However, let us not be delusional here. Your race, gender, and sexuality, you know, also have like a bearing on your experience here. Like, they have an impact. So I'm not that delusional. Let me just say that, to be honest, right? There are structures in place here in, you know, on the planet that, again, can, that can oppress people. There we go. Better word. So I'm very, obviously, being a person of color, I'm very aware of that. I've experienced that a good portion of my life, and probably will until I hit the grave, but you too. And so, yes, but I do believe, like, for the most part, okay, see, now I forgot what the hell I was talking about. Like, perception shapes experience. Hold on. That's what we're talking about.
Take your notes. You know, I can be long-winded. No.
Yes. Like it does shape your experience here. And that's why we have to try to, like, reprogram our minds for the most part, you know, to have a better experience, to manage this energy a little bit better, to really know that we are, you know, we are useful, and we do have worth here. And even though it seems like there are situations in life that we feel like we can't do anything about, whether it's, you know, what impact can we have on the people who are suffering, you know, thousands of miles away, you know, what can we really have? What can we really do for these people? What the thing that you kind of alluded to earlier, it's like, okay, if we don't have the financial means to support, I understand that there's no judgment at all. But if we're taking this back to a, you know, let's again, take it from the perspective of spirituality, of an enlightened perspective. Well, what does that look like? That means that we are pulling, we are thinking at a different level, right? So we have to reach for higher thoughts. We can't think about solving a problem from the perspective of the world. We have to actually think about solving a problem from the perspective of our higher selves, which is different. So what does that actually look like for us? What does our toolkit look like from being a human as opposed to being our higher selves? We have to have different tools to, you know, to problem solve. And I do think that one of our tools is our knowledge. Our knowledge that, again, first and foremost, we are always spirits. And I think that's very important because the laws of spirit reign across the entire universe. So we work within those laws, right, to affect change. People might think we're delusional for saying that out loud, but that's where we should be going to first, because we know that the laws of all that is present in every single being. It's in the minds of everybody, even though they may have consciously forgot it here, which is fine. But if we can choose and work within that frame of mind, then we do have something that we can do. We can affect change. We can help, even if it looks like we can't. And as I said earlier, whether that's through prayer, whether that's having group meditations for peace and seeing that peace there, everything is mental. So I really do feel like we can affect change, even though we don't think we can because our wallets are thin. Am I making any sense here?
Yeah. This another whole topic that we can talk. I'm taking notes on that too. But no, I think like it's so. You're saying that, you know, we have to go from the perspective of our higher self, and you know, laws. What was it you said? Laws of spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Did you say work with our higher selves?
Probably. I was just
whatever you said. I was trying to write it down, and like my brain wasn't retaining. I was trying to listen and retain, but I wrote some things. But no, I mean that I did like that. I like it makes sense. It definitely makes sense to me. And so I guess my question is: so what you're asking is like, you know, if we work from our, you know, our perspective is from our higher self, are you saying like I should talk to my higher self to talk to like, you know, other people in their higher selves and their spirit, and like I should go and say, hey, Putin's higher self, you know, you're not doing a good job. You know, let's go and, you know, try to be kinder, you know, end the war, or like, or do I talk to, you know, whoever governs these spiritual laws and say, hey, you know, I don't know, judge of the spirit laws, like we need to crack down on this guy's higher self because he's really screwing shit up out there. Like, you need to come help us people having this human experience. Like, what are you doing? Like what do you mean?
I think number one, I think it's going to be very interesting for us to meet in the afterlife because I wonder what you're really like. Are you this over there? Oh my God. No, I'm just kidding.
Right.
sure, you can approach this from anyways. One thing I think is remembering again that we are mental beings, and you know, mental beings, meaning that, again, in truth, despite what we see here with the physical senses, our power lies in the fact that we are actually of this, we are not of this world, right? So that we're spirit. So we're in here in this world, but not of it. We have to always remember that, especially when we're in really dire situations, because we look like we're trapped, we're imprisoned, and there's no freaking way out. And that's what the world is showing us. And then we think it. And then it's, you know, reified, it's solidified. It's just a self-fulfilling negative prophecy. That's terrible. So anyway, I'm rambling, but our power lies in our knowing. And you know, on an intellectual level, you know, Aaron, that, okay, I'm a spirit. Like, I'm having this human form, the purpose of wanting to grow my soul, grow and have an experience here. Let's just put it like that. Learn lessons and at the end of the day, to know yourself, right? That's the whole purpose of this. At least that's what I'm going to say. So it's law. I'm just kidding.
You're one of those spiritual judges, aren't you?
No? I'm kidding. But we have to think. So here's let me ask you this question. If you are a spirit, what are your limits? As a spirit, what do you think your limits are?
I mean, they say, you know.
No, what do you think? Not what they say.
Oh, my opinion. Okay. Well, I mean, me as a spirit, I don't know. That would be an interesting situation for sure. But I mean, I like my opinion of that is like, you know, when you're as a spirit, like, I do believe there are certain laws you have to follow, but I also believe, like, you know, I don't know, like, I don't believe there's like this hell that people say. Like, I don't believe that, you know, you're limited, like, you know, if you don't do one thing in life, you know, you're going to be cursed when you're in the spiritual world. Like, no, I feel like we're all here for lessons. So like, whatever happens in the spiritual world, whatever I decide, like, I'm going to do it. Like, I can create it, you know, just by one single thought, or I don't know how it works, thoughts, desires, whatever it is. Like, you create what you want, and you create the world you want, in my views. Is that what you're looking for? It's an answer.
Wrong. Like, I'm just kidding.
I failed.
No, you didn't fail. I'm curious. Like, what do you think your actual limits are? Because if you actually believe that you are limitless, then nothing is impossible for you.
True.
Right? As spirits, we are supposedly limitless. There are no limits whatsoever. We're very powerful beings. Our thoughts are quite potent because everything that is created starts in the mind. Right? Even
you
here.
Know, and I would agree with that because, you know, again, this is me going on my Capricorn-ness, but there's been moments where I said, I don't know how this is going to happen, but this is going to happen. And I'm very adamant about, you know, something about whatever that situation is. And most of the time, like, you know, granted, I do understand there's some things where I'm like, I have to learn the lessons for it. But like, if there's nothing really preventing me from obtaining those things that I want, like, they pretty much came, and they've come quicker than when I've expected them to come. You know, and it's like, I don't know, like, for, I'm going to just talk about like financial stuff. Like, I was at an old company sold, and I had money come to me that I was not expecting. Like, it was just out of the blue. And I was like, oh crap. Like, I didn't think I would have this. Like, what the heck is it? But it was my goal in my little goal book was to make, you know, X amount of money. And I just thought I would have to do side jobs or something for it. But universe kind of presented it to me that way. And of course, at the time, I didn't really think about it that way. And it took me, you know, a little bit while to really look back at my goal book and say, oh, wait, this is something I actually wrote down because I completely forgot about it. And so, you know, yeah, I do agree with you that thoughts are power. Thoughts can create things. But I do also, and maybe you're going to hate me for saying this, feel like there's that little caveat where it's like, if you haven't learned the lessons you need to obtain that, it's not going to come to you.
I think there are caveats, and I think it is case specific as well. I totally agree. 100%. That is my belief. I do think though, okay, so we were asking, like, I think, man, you and I just go on a rodeo. We never get back to the topic. I swear to God.
This is completely unscripted. That's why.
Yes. Yes. Oh my goodness. So I really think, so this is kind of just my belief system, all right? And I don't know, maybe I get to the other side and they shake their head like, oh, Jesus. But I really do think that if we allow ourselves to begin to operate from a very different perspective, meaning if we remember, if we truly believe 1,000% without any doubt that we really are spirits and we're unlimited being, and we know how the laws work, these mental laws of the universe, then we play on that field. We don't play on the humanly field. That doesn't mean we don't take action. Of course we take action. But what I'm saying is, in circumstances where what we feel like we can do is limited, for example, you gave the example, we don't always have the means to like donate money, right? Like, not everybody has that fortune to do that at the moment. That's fine. But again, when in those moments that happens, we can reach for higher thoughts. We can remember, okay, I'm a spirit. So there is another way to affect change. I may not be able to see the outcome completely, but I know that I know that I know that I'm a spirit and all things can be done through me. So if I pray about it, if I commune with the divine, and yes, if I see it in my mind, let it be so, thy will be done, then it will be done. The end, without any doubt, because we are spirits first. We are not humans first. Spirits are, you know, we are mental beings. That's how we should ideally be working. We should always keep that thought at the forefront of our minds that, okay, let me approach the situation from a perspective of spirit. And what is my toolkit as a spirit, as opposed to my toolkit here as a human? It's different. Is that getting two thumbs up or two thumbs down?
No, I like it. So my question is, can you from spiritual side, can you do some prayers to end the war? I'm just kidding. I had to make that joke, but no, I mean, it all makes sense, you know, and it's like, but the thing is like, what do you know, other than prayers and stuff, like what is there a handbook on, you know, for the, your spiritual toolkit? Is there like a book for that? Like how does people, like, other than prayers, cause I know there's a lot of other ways to do it, but like what other ways other than just, you know, praying can people help, obviously without putting money, like, and, you know, going out there to actually do stuff. Is it just prayer? Or, you know, what about like, I don't know, candles, or like, I don't know, I'm just kind of throwing random things out there, but like, is candles, you know, plant magic? Like, what do you think? Like, are all those the same thing, or is it prayer? Like, what do you think is effective?
I think, you know, God, that's such a challenging question, right? Because even I, you know, personally, I think about it a lot. And, you know, we do feel sometimes that, oh, my prayer has, you know, thoughts and prayers, here we go again. But what I'm saying here is, yes, specific again to these situations, we are far away from Ukraine, right? So we're not there. I really think that, yes, you can pray about it. And I think that a collective of prayers consistently going out that are heart-centered can shift the energy. I don't think it will be, I don't think, it, you know, that's cause for ending the war. Like, things need to happen the way they're supposed to happen. There's a reason that that is happening, right? But it doesn't mean that we can't send prayers of, like, safety, making sure people, you know, are protected, making sure that people get to the location they need to get to, making sure that they, you know, get to a shelter, their kids are protected. All these things, like, we can be very specific in our prayers as well. I do think that there could be, and again, I don't know, I'm just kind of off the cuff here. I do think that if this is your practice, if your life is specifically driven by the beliefs that you hold, right? Like if you consider yourself a spiritual person for the most part, and that leads your life, then I do think if you have a group of friends, because the bigger, the better in these cases, then you get together with that group and you all together send peace and stability, safety, security, and love to these people. That's what I think you do as a collective, and you do it over and over and over and over. And I don't want people to think that by me saying this, that I think that that is how a war is going to be solved. That is not what I am saying whatsoever. Right? People have to act. But I do think, like, if we are thinking from the perspective of being a spirit, that is how you work from that perspective. But not to say that, you know, boots on the ground isn't spiritual as well. It is, you know, of course, feeding people, getting them, you know, action is extremely spiritual. But what I'm saying is, when you're in that position, you know, being far away and removed and financially unable, this is something that you can consider.
Are you offering up a circle? Is what
I'm gathering. That's you.
What I'm picking up on. Spirit's telling me that.
Which the dark spirit inside?
No, that one's on vacation right now.
No, I pray in my own home. Like, I can't imagine what it would be to wake up and your life, that's it. Like, this massive thing is happening. I can't, the fear, your children, your family, I cannot fathom. Yeah. I can't fathom it. And in my heart, I can't, it's not okay. It's not acceptable. And things like this need to stop here. So of course, like, I pray every night, like I thank God in my heart that I am financially able to do something. And I'm very grateful for that. But I know that a lot of people aren't. So I never, ever judge. People must do what they think is right in their own hearts. The end.
Yeah. No. And, you know, to go off that, I agree with you, because, you know, you know, the people praying, people, you know, forming their circles, doing whatever it is that they do. I think, you know, I was, as you were saying that, I was thinking maybe that's what needs to be done. Maybe it's the people need to gather people, you know, for example, like me, like, I, you know, and you know me, like I, you know, very into spirituality, then I'm very into my human life. And then I come back and forth, and I'm, you know, I'm finally finding the balance, but like, it's like, finally, I feel like I'm getting to the point where, like, I think I'm feeling more comfortable with where I'm at. And so I'm getting more comfortable going out and doing things more spiritually, and, you know, feeling like I can do those things. And I keep telling my friends, actually, I'm like, let's do something. Like, you guys need help. Let's try and do some work. Cause I do believe in the candle magic. I do. And it's worked for me. I believe in, you know, different things that you can do, and it's all about intent essentially. So I'm always saying, let's utilize that. And, you know, of course nobody's taking me up on that offer, but, it's like, I feel like people, it's that action, like you said, action is spiritual, you know. Yeah, we're not on the ground, but like us taking action, you know, in just doing the prayers, I feel like that's going to shift. Because, you know, imagine if you can get someone, you know, and I'm just throwing out an example, like, let, you know, you get someone who's atheist to finally switch and just be like, you know what, I believe there's a bigger something, maybe not God, but there's something bigger. That right there is a shift, you know, just for one person. So maybe it's, you know, and this is how kind of actually what I have been, you know, believing from the message that I received, is that we all need to take a step back and, you know, stop being so angry, stop being so selfish, you know, stop, you know, in a way, you know, thinking like, you know, woe me, let me be angry at this person because they're over there being who they are with no shame and being proud of themselves. So let me hinder them, you know, like that's not okay. So I think it's maybe about the broader, you know, how do I say this? The broader like ideas of people changing and more, you know, less suppression and more like openness and more acceptance and more love and more light and all of that, because it's very dark out there. And, you know, I do feel like at least the war is bringing majority, you know, maybe 90%. I'm not really sure of the U.S. kind of like in agreement, no war. But, you know, of course, there are those, I don't know, special snowflakes that, you know, we've seen in the media that are apparently for it and stuff. So it's, you know, maybe weeding those people out. I don't know. But we can get them to just have that shift and think, this is wrong. This is not okay, you know, and light a candle, light, you know, do a prayer, something like that. Because, you know, I've definitely been doing that. And it's not something that I normally do. I don't pray. I talk to my spirits and guides and stuff, but I don't really pray on a normal basis, you know, the traditional way. So it's definitely something that's shifted. And I think that's probably the whole purpose of what the world's been going through over the last few years. And if aliens come next year, because that's my prediction, not really my joke prediction, I'll say, you know, I'm ready for it, because that, I mean, I think that's the next step, Independence Day. So
Independence Day, listen to you. Well, Aaron, this has been a very, very enlightening call. You never know, you know, which roads we're going to travel down when we start this, but hopefully we brought it back to what we were addressing initially at the outset of this call. But I'm so glad we had this talk, because it really makes me like flex my mental muscles. Like, what have I really learned, to be honest? Like, after all these books I've read, like, what have I really freaking learned? And in my life, like, how, like, what do I really believe? Like, when we have these conversations, it does push me to sometimes sit down and assess, like, well, what do I really believe? You know, because things fluctuate. And again, like, we are having a human experience, and we tend to gravitate towards the material as opposed to anything else. So thank you for having this fireside chat with moi. I've thoroughly enjoyed it.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
I'll talk to you later, Aaron. Take care.
Bye-bye.